from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Taking your calls. Is there a date, location, or activity you take your date in L.A. or anywhere here in Southern California that always gets you laid? It's your go-to. We'll be taking your calls and to help us in this conversation. Let's get Stephen Kramer Glickman in here, longtime friend of the show. He's got a nighttime show happening on Saturday, which is a great idea for a Valentine's Day date, is to take her to a comedy club, get her laughing.
That
she'll get horny.
It's a terrific move.
Yeah.
I've done it plenty of times. I've gotten laid plenty of times.
Yeah, it looks like
I
it.
I believe you.
I'm constantly getting laid.
Is it that jacket?
It's the jacket. It's having my face on a shirt.
I like that jacket, though. It looks like one of those members-only jackets.
It kind of is. It is a little bit. It's a Pink Dolphin jacket, but it's close.
Oh, but I see the same kind of style.
Same style. Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
You know what? I know you have a girlfriend, but I would imagine before you had the girlfriend,
yes,
and you were just, women would come out to see you in a comedy show, that seeing you on stage and being funny is an aphrodisiac for them.
You know what? It definitely helped out a few times. There were a few times it did not help out.
Depending on the material,
yeah, depending on what you're talking about. Sometimes you want to be positive about, you have to be a little self-deprecating.
Right.
But you can't, comedians, if you're listening, which they're not because they're still
sleeping.
Asleep. Yeah, they'll be asleep till 3 p.m. like most comedians would be. But you want to be self-deprecating, but and like be able to take the, you know, take a hit, you know, be able to joke about yourself and your life and things like this. But then at the same time, you don't want to be like, oh, I fart all the time, you know?
Yeah,
because then ladies are going to be like, pass. Hard pass.
Right.
I'm just going to sleep with the bouncer.
But when they do want you, do they say, like, so where are we partying after?
Well, like,
my
girlfriend, I met at the Hollywood Improv. It took me a few years to get her to be interested in me because she just knew. Because I was talking about, all the horrible dates I'd been on and things like this.
Yeah.
But
did she work there? Was she a waitress?
No. She was just hanging out at the bar one night, like, and she had watched my set, and I came up to her after I got off stage, and I was like, hey, I saw you watching Mia, would you? Saw you in the audience laughing, what'd you think, my dear? And she went, the water slide joke that you do is very, very funny. Your German driving instructor joke is great. Everything else I could take it or leave it.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm in love with you. Yeah. I love you.
Please stomp my testicles with your stiletto heels.
Please.
You hate me as much as I hate me.
I hate me. You hate me. We're perfect together. We just celebrated our 7-year anniversary of being together.
Wow,
so
Steven.
It's been a long time.
So the question I'm asking the audience right now is, what was your go-to place or activity in Los Angeles?
I used to go to Katsuya, the sushi restaurant. I took every single date to Katsuya to the point where, like, I had, like, a table. I had, like, I had the whole thing set up. All the people that worked there knew me and they'd go, look who he's with this time, you know. I'm not doing an impression. That was an impression. That's you, Frank. I did not do that. But I would do that. And then, and it was, like, it was a good move because with sushi, it's, like, you're not stuffing it in your face. It's not greasy. It's not gross. You know, it's good food. And then at the end of you maybe have a little bit of sake or something.
Frosty,
that's a nice move.
Didn't you take Eric there?
Eric and I went for sushi a couple times.
Same
actually.
Reason.
Some of our most
Guaranteed.
Wonderful nights out.
Oh, yes. How did that work out?
It was a special occasion. It was his birthday. It was my birthday. I took him out for my birthday for a birthday meal of sushi.
To that same exact place. And I think Wade was in town.
Oh!
He might have been.
Sushi is good. Sushi's good until they bring you if you get a roll and they bring you one of those big rolls and you're like, well.
Yeah.
And then you're like.
No, that's how you know she's a keeper. She tries to fit it all in her mouth.
Because you can't break it. Like, you can't cut it. So you just have to go, well, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That definitely works. You know what a lot of people like doing when they're trying to pick up ladies is they go to the nighttime show at the Hollywood Inn.
Yes, they do that.
It is a great place to pick up ladies and men. No, you know where I used to go a lot is I was the bouncer at Rage, the gay club. This is like, we're talking like almost 20 years ago.
Yes.
I was the bouncer at Rage on Santa Monica, mm-hmm. and it was a gay club, and I was like one of the only straight people that worked there.
And that's good because the straight girls that go
a bouncer at Rage, the gay club, is that the person who keeps people from in and out of the front door, or is it you just let people sit on your knee and you bounce them?
No, I would stand on stage and be like, your love's got me going so crazy. I would bounce. I was doing a lot of bouncing.
I would love to have seen that.
It was very sexy. People loved it. That's a pretty good place. If you're a single guy and you're straight, go to a gay club. You're going to end up meeting a bunch of single girls.
All the straight girls who are out there.
All the straight girls. And then you just go, yeah, I'm just here to support my friends. And then they're like, me too. And then you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, my buddy just came out gay, so I'm here to support him.
Yeah.
You want to get out of here and go get some sushi or something?
That's what people love. That seemed to work at the time.
The Magic Castle, have you ever been there? Because I heard that's in the invite only. Do women like magic, or does it scare them and think it's demonic?
Do women like magic?
Meaning, like, as far as an aphrodisiac. It's like you take a girl to like a comedy show, she's laughing by association, I'm funny. If I take her to a magic show, by association, I'm mysterious.
That's the same question that every 12-year-old magician asks their friends.
Do women like magic? Because I'm working on a trick. I'm really hoping that...
Claudia Schiffer and what's
David
his name? David Copperfield.
Yeah, all right.
There's the one. There's the one.
And you
one.
Can say things like, I think you're a magician. She's like, hey, I think you can make my penis disappear later.
Oh.
And then reappear.
Wow.
And then disappear.
Oh, my God. No.
I'm glad I'm not out there because I would suck it.
Yeah, as a magician or a comedian. All right, well, let's take some calls from people who have some suggestions about where to go or what to do to guarantee getting laid.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Let's go to Jay. Hello, Jay.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning. Say hello to Stephen Kramer Glickman.
Hey, good morning, Steven. How you doing, man? I like that spot. I'm going to have to take you up on that, man.
Absolutely, Jay. I got you covered. If you need to go to a gay club, I got you covered, buddy. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Where do you go, Jay?
No, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, my spot is it's in Manhattan Beach. It's called Steakhouse. So always get laid there. And the thing about that is where you go in, downstairs is a club where the DJ's playing. You got a little nice, comfortable seat. Then later on, around about like 9, 10 o'clock, you could go upstairs, you meet this girl, take her upstairs, they have a seat, and you see the view of the ocean. And plus, they have a bar up there, too, so you can go real quick, get a drink, and bring it right back to her.
Wow.
Every time I go there, every time, never fail, I always bring a girl, and I'm getting laid up there. Just bring them to the seeing the view of the window of the ocean, they just talking, you ask them what they like.
This is, I gotta just interrupt real quick. This is really amazing that you got Jay Johnson, the owner of Manhattan Beach Steakhouse.
Yeah, he's really selling it. Good job, Jay.
Good job,
thank
Jay.
You so much for calling in.
Yeah, the sunset and the ocean, really, they're a good wingman for somebody.
It's this place called Steakhouse.
You're like, okay. All right, buddy.
Let's see. Let's go to Brian. He does something in Long Beach that always guarantees a good time. Hey, Brian.
Hey there. How's it going?
Pretty good. So what do you do to guarantee sex on a date?
Well, first we go over to El Dorado Park and shoot archery.
Wow.
What? Like Cupid's arrow.
Right.
See?
And afterwards, head over and just get some tacos. And
is that legal?
Wait, you better be really good, Brian, at shooting archery.
There's a range.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a range.
Do you shoot at hearts or are they the standard round target?
Bullseye.
It just whatever you can put up on the bail ahead.
Is it because you have to get behind her and show her how to pull the compound bow back, and so it's like body proximity? Plus, there's that danger, and you could kill her.
Yeah, you could murder her.
Put this apple on your head, honey.
Such an
save Brian's number just in case someone named Brian murders someone with an arrow.
In Long Beach.
Thank you, Brian. Jane's got an idea for a guaranteed good time on a first date. Hello, Jane.
Hi. Hi, guys.
All right, Jane, what turned you on instantly on a first date?
Oh, my gosh. I love going to escape rooms. I'm surprised no one's messed that before. Okay, so it's timed, right? So it's an hour, and you have to solve the puzzle. And you get a sense of the personality, and if they're funny, and if they can solve puzzles.
If they're smart.
Yeah, but if they suck, then you're trapped in a room with them. Are you crazy?
Just an hour?
An hour with, could you imagine spending an hour with some schmuck in a locked-in room?
Because you probably know within the first 5 minutes they're an idiot.
Oh, yeah, you're like. Like, if the guy just says, where's the door? Like, you know it's going to be a bad date.
He starts panicking 60 seconds in. He's just freaking out.
Just sweating.
What if this is like a solo movie? And the whole thing was supposed to be a game. It's not really a game. It's real life. We're going to kill him. Oh, my God, dude.
Thank you, Jane. Here's the thing about Heidi. Heidi's done the escape room thing, but she'll go and fail, and then go back with people she hasn't been with, and try to look smart because
how
it's the same escape room. Come on,
that is
Heidi.
Not me. That's exactly Eric Scott Smith. That is not me. I would never do that.
You told us that.
I did not.
Don't they change it
that
up?
That is Eric.
The same clues every time.
Well, they have certain ones. Like I went to the detective one, which is set in the 1940s. We did not get out of the room, but yeah, you can learn and then go back and solve it. But I've never done that. I would not do that. I'm not. That's not why.
You are awfully defensive for someone who's never done that.
It's Eric, and he'll admit it.
Eric, did you do that?
No, I wouldn't do that. Come on, that's Heidi.
See how calm you have to be when you deny things you've never done.
Full of it. God knows, and Jesus knows too.
All right, let's go to. Wiz on line 8. Hello, Wiz.
Well, we are scientifically proven to have short-term stress followed by a positive outcome when you get on and off a roller coaster. Plus, I spend the whole time kissing her while I'm waiting in line. So that would be Prairie Farm, Disneyland. Disneyland doesn't work as well as Magic Mountain. It's really that short-term stress. And this is scientifically proven. That, and before I go, I'll take a shower. I'll get straight out of the shower. I'll wipe my testicles with a pocket square and put that in my pocket square because they're fresh without any bacteria on it. Hormones.
Wow. It's so amazing my dad called in. Like, yeah. That's really... Are you kidding me? This is...
It's amazing you wear a suit coat to Six Flags, so your pocket square has your balls on it.
So
subliminally, it's
tuxedo. Got to be dressed fine.
Oh my Wiz. God. That's so.
Now imagine being in an escape room with him for an hour.
Oh God! I went to Knott's Berry Farm with Matt Walker, who's on the nighttime show with me. He's been on the show with me since the beginning. We went on I don't know if you call it a mandate, but we went together to Knott's Berry Farm, and then we waited in line for an hour to go on Ghost Rider, I believe is the ride, and then we got up to
kissing the whole time.
Damn it, Wiz!
You got to kiss him the whole time at Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, that's what we did. I had the ball sweat, but the handkerchief was in my pocket. That's the problem.
Shoot.
Damn it. Thanks, Wiz. I really, I should have.
Wiz, stay on hold. We'll get you a prize or something. Stay on hold, Wiz. So you got in line, you were waiting an hour, and then what happened?
We waited in line for an hour, and then we got up to the thing. I got into the chariot, you know, into the roller coaster, and I couldn't close the bar.
Oh, Steven.
And then I had to do the sad walk away, like the sad Incredible Hulk walk. All the way back. And it was so sad. And my friend just pointed and laughed at me the whole time.
He went on the ride without me.
He went on the ride without me.
Oh, that's
And then I got to eat a funnel cake. So
yeah.
Doubled down.
I'm not gonna be able to go on any of these rides.
Yeah, Frosty. I mean, since you've lost look at Frosty, he's lost
Frosty,
a lot of weight.
You've lost a lot of weight, buddy.
A lot more to go, pounds, but thank you. Yeah.
Wow.
Now that you can go on rides that you've never ridden before.
I know, I guess. The thing is, it's probably a good thing you didn't take out, because if you're in there, you'd be like an anchor and just like scrape the whole time. There's some things we can't do.
Yeah.
Plane seats, things like that. I had to actually swallow my pride and ask for the seatbelt extension. Have you had to do that?
Oh, I haven't done that.
It's embarrassing because it's in front of everyone.
Oh,
I know what you're asking
rough.
For.
Yeah. I just had an incident. I really should issue an apology, if that's okay. Can I make a serious thing? I should issue an apology to the Irvine Spectrum Mall. If you follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Stephen Glickman, STPHEN Glickman, I know you guys do. Then you guys may have seen it already happen. I was down there this past weekend with my family. My mom decided to buy our entire family tickets to go on the carousel together as a family. And so I did. I got onto one of the horses. I straddled the horse, got up on it, and I started making a video on my phone because I just thought it'd be a funny video to make. And I said in the video, hey folks, when people tell you not to do something and you want to do it, well, you gotta stand by your decisions always and believe in yourself. And then I was gonna go, I'm on a carousel. Like, that was my plan, is to then go, I'm on a carousel. And that is not what happened. What happened was, I said, you gotta stand by your decisions and believe, and as I said, believe in yourself, the carousel started and the horse collapsed. Pole went straight to the ground and started dragging and sparking on the ground and rattling against the ground while I rode it, and my whole family was laughing all together, and I was like, oh my god, I'm breaking the carousel. Jenny Craig, help me! Jenny Craig, someone call Weight Watchers! And I'm like banging across, and the 18-year-old girl who was working the carousel, every time I passed, she would go, excuse me, sir, please. Sir, please get off. I'm so sorry, please get off. Oh my god, sir, please get off. Carousel, please. I got off the horse, and it was just the metal was just dragging, and I had to go sit in the my friend Mike likes to call it the chubby chariot, you know, the chubby chariot.
The
bench. I sat on the fat bench. I rode the fat bench while flipping off the lady the rest of the way.
I'm sure they're right.
So I'm very sorry, Irvine Spectrum. I made a video of it. I posted it. It was very
And the carousel will reopen in approximately 2 weeks.
Yeah, they have a lot of rebuilding to do. Got a lot of rebuilding.
We got some more of your calls coming up about places to go and things to do that always guarantees to get you laid on a date. Steve is going to stick around with us after traffic. We'll take your calls. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is being brought to you by
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show, joined by our longtime friend of the show, Stephen Kramer Glickman. He's got the nighttime show happening this Saturday. It's February 16th.
It's
a little bit after Valentine's Day, but still makes a great Valentine's Day night out, since this Valentine's Day falls during the week. You can do your Valentine's Day on Saturday. Go see the nighttime show at hollywood.improv.com to get your tickets. It's going to be at 10:30. Women love to laugh. Laughing is an aphrodisiac for ladies, so it's
also it's not like a regular opportunity. It's not like a regular stand-up comedy show. You go down, you watch four comedians interview Ashley Green from the Twilight Saga, from all the Twilight movies, Darren Hayes, the singer from Savage Garden.
Say no more.
Doug Jones, who was in the Oscar-nominated movie last year, Shape of Water. He was in Hellboy. He was Abe Sapien in Hellboy. He was Silver Surfer in the Fantastic Four movie. Like, the guy's been around forever. He's amazing. And then Bill Duke is on the show from the original 1987 Predator movie to, like, share some stories about the set of Predator with Schwarzenegger. And to make it even more exciting, we just teamed up with SBE. And so SBE has provided a $150 gift card for the best couple award in the audience. So we're going to pick out a best couple that they're going to have to, like, compete a little bit.
But, what are the criteria?
At
the time,
how they first met, you know, weird, maybe like sex stuff, you know. We're going to have to ask them some weird stuff. And then whichever couple wins, they're going to get a $150 gift card to go to Katsuya for dinner and drinks, as well as best single people. We've got some single people awards, and those are $50. $50 gift cards to Umami. So that's it's a pretty badass. And then on top of all that, the entire audience gets Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, come on now.
So,
stop.
I mean, if you're trying to impress your girlfriend or you're trying to take your boyfriend who's a big nerd out to go see something really exciting or a big fan of the 90s or a big Twilight fan, you know, like from your childhood, you're like, oh, Twilight, you know, you come down, come hang out with us at the nighttime show this Saturday at the Hollywood Improv.
For everyone who's calling the show right now at 1-800-955-KLOS, giving us a suggestion for a date, location, or activity in Los Angeles and the surrounding Southern California area that'll always get you laid. It's guaranteed. Everybody who calls in is going to get tickets to the nighttime show.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I got 10 pairs of tickets right here for this Saturday. So let's see, where'd we leave off? We already got, you know, Wiz, who called in earlier, the guy who went to Six Flags and he kisses you in line, but he wipes his balls with his pocket square.
Yeah.
He was our 5K winner of the day last week.
What?
Like, he won $5,000 listening to the show. Yeah. Wiz won the 5K band of the day.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why he talks with such swag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like,
kiss her the whole time.
Wait, where's this?
He's got balls, I'll tell you that.
Let's see. Here's a suggestion from Nick. An activity that always works to get you laid on a date. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going?
So what do you do to guarantee it?
My place is Griffith Observatory. They got astronomers that bring out their telescopes. And you can look at the surface of the moon and pretty much the galaxy. It's pretty cool. But the parking's really bad.
Well, parking's bad. Yeah, that's everywhere here in L.A. usually. It's like,
I had a date at Griffith Observatory once. I took a girl there.
Was it nice?
It's not. It may not be a great first date, but it is a great date. I've taken my girlfriend. Her and I have gone there, too, and we had a very nice time.
Is it with a lot of other people?
It's just there's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Is it one telescope, and y'all got to take turns looking through it? And it's like, you have to wipe it off, might get pink eye.
But it's also, like, it's super, super, super romantic. So unless you're, like, unless you're really good at being on a first date, like, it seems like if you're standing there at sunset and it's gorgeous out and beautiful, there's like so much expectation, you know, like, do we kiss? Do we not kiss?
Right.
Is she going to call the police? You know, like, it seems nerve wracking, but like on a second or a third date, if you're dating someone for a little while, take them to Griffith Observatory, get there for the sunset, watch the show and the stars and everything. It's very romantic.
No, I want to do that.
Yeah,
so an afternoon date would be kind of pointless, right? Because you can't see much, I'm guessing.
Well,
see the blue sky? Yeah, like later, they'll be
dark later.
No, well, yeah, you can still
parking's
see
better then.
Yeah.
Andy's got a different twist on an activity that's going to guarantee to get you laid. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how you doing?
So where do you take your girl?
Well, I take my girl to go get a shrimp cocktail, and then I take her to the strip club and get a lap dance. It always works. And I love Friday Hockey, Heidi and Frank.
I could not agree more.
That's amazing. I had no idea that Andy Dick was a fan of the show. What an amazing
thing. No, I'm Andy,
fan.
But I'm not a dick.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's the thing. So you said a shrimp cocktail, and then you go to the strip club. But the combo has to happen. She has to get a shrimp cocktail first, then a strip club.
Yeah, you have to do the aphrodisiac. Usually you could do like a michelada kind of thing with some shrimp and some beer.
Oh, a michelada. Hang on. Sorry, Andy. I'm writing this down. A michelada?
Yeah, michelada with the shrimp cocktail inside, and then
is she gonna wear some lingerie that night because she's all excited about it?
And then you don't pay attention to any of the strippers. You focus on her and get her a lap dance because it's all about her. And then you grab her by the hand and you get her out of there. And then you know what time it is? Motel 6.
I kind of love Andy.
Yeah. I kind of do too.
Andy, you stay on hold. You're going to the nighttime show to see Stephen Kramer.
Thank you, bro. I love you guys. You guys rock.
Thank you, Andy.
That's a guy with confidence. Yeah,
wow.
Quite the wide range. You have no excuse, I guess.
Let's see. Marty's got a nice date that always is guaranteed sex. What up, Marty?
Hey, Big Bear.
He's talking to you, Steven.
Oh, hi, I'm the Big Bear here. How can I help you?
Going up in the snow and, they're
skiing
and falling down. You get a hotel room with a fireplace, you know, they're...
Stay on hold, Marty. We'll let you win some tickets to see the nighttime show. But, yeah, I think if a woman accepts going
to Big
Bear...
A trip to Big Bear, then...
It's almost, so she's saying, that is consent. Right?
that is consent.
If she says yes.
Yeah, that'll hold up in court. Absolutely.
If I'm like, hey, you want to go to Mammoth and we're going to drive up there or even fly up there, they have a little airport up there. And if you say yes to a weekend ski trip, you are saying, I'm in, right?
You know, it has not always been that way for me.
She actually just wanted to go skiing.
I once flew a girl in to Los Angeles. This is pre being with my girlfriend. I flew a girl in. To hook up because she seemed very interested, and so I flew her out here, and then she ended up sleeping with my roommate.
Oh,
so not always it was consent, but for him.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, he's like, he's cute.
Yeah, that did not work out. Sometimes a big effort can pay off.
What a crappy ass roommate.
Did you have to listen to them having sex while you're alone in your bed?
And
you're like, I paid for that ticket.
Yeah. It was rough. However, I did get to catch up on Antiques Roadshow, so that's
let's see.
My favorite show.
Ernie's got a suggestion for a date or activity that's guaranteed to get you laid. Hello, Ernie.
Hey, man. I actually take chicks up Skyline Drive in Signal Hill. There's a place up called Hilltop Park. If Eric can look it up, it's like a guarantee.
Yeah, right, look it up, Eric.
Right. So the bodies are buried at
Skyline Drive, Hilltop Drive. Park, and Signal Hill. We got it, sir. Get his number. Cross-check it.
Call the police.
Text this guy today.
Call the police.
Stay on hold, Ernie. We'll get you some tickets to the nighttime show with Stephen Kramer Glickman.
It seems like sunsets, water, views, stars.
I want to take where I want to take my girlfriend. I gotta set this up because I've been so busy. I want to take her to the U.S. Bank Tower in downtown L.A. to that restaurant at the top of the place.
Yeah,
because I keep hearing it's overlooking the entire city, and I'm kind of afraid of heights. But I really want to go there. It seems like that would be so fun.
You may have waited too long for
you
this
think
time
so?
Around. 2 days from Valentine's Day. You don't think
it is 2 days, huh?
Although you are Stephen Kramer Glickman, maybe you could
hey, U.S. Bank Tower, if you're listening.
Just leave out the Irvine
And you were
Spectrum
a bouncer
story.
At Rage once. I'm sure all bouncers know each other,
All bouncers know each other.
You're in the union.
Yeah, we're in the union. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Let's see. Jonathan has a suggestion for a date or activity that's always guaranteed to get you laid. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. How you guys doing today?
Good. Where do you go? Where do you take your date?
So at the Mayan Theater, they got this little show called Lucha Vavoom. It's a luchadores show and burlesque show.
Wow.
And it's a comedy show. It's hilarious.
It's awesome.
And so, yeah, you get sports, you get comedy, you got that aphrodisiac from the laughter. It's a great place to go for a first date.
Jonathan, if you're available this weekend, you should come out to our show. We'll get you some free tickets if you want. Do we have free tickets for him?
For you?
Yeah,
for the nighttime show? Yeah, definitely,
yeah,
Jonathan.
Yeah, because I got to be honest, if he's a fan of Lucha Vavoom, he's going to love our show. Look, I love Lucha Vavoom. That show is awesome. If you haven't been, you got to go.
All right, stay on hold, Jonathan. We'll get you tickets to the nighttime show with Stephen Kramer Glickman. Also, since he mentioned burlesque, at the Wiltern on April 3rd, The Empire Strikes Back. A burlesque parody.
Oh, my God.
That is going to be fantastic.
Whatever.
I think we should all go together.
It'd be awesome. Oh, I love that. Yeah. I got to give a quick shout out to your audience about something very specific. Because I wasn't here in January, and in December, we had our dates were the same for our stuff, so I wasn't able to come in December. However, your audience came out to our show in December, and we sold out. We were at capacity in December for our Children's Hospital benefit show that we did, our nighttime show, Children's Hospital benefit at Hollywood Improv. And we ended up raising over $30,000 for the hospitals. And with the help of Funko and Hasbro and Mattel and Disney and a bunch of other places, we got over 400 action figures donated to the hospital that night. So
look at you, man.
It was pretty. Awesome.
I love
you guys. So I can't thank you enough. And your audience, what's so cool about the 95.5 like Frosty, Honey, and Frank like audience is I can yell out on stage and be like, "Who's here for?"
from Frosty, Addy, and Frank. And people just scream. You can feel it. You can feel the fans in the room. It's awesome.
Thank you so much for coming in. You know you're always welcome.
Thanks for having
me. If you did not win tickets here on the show, you can always get your tickets at hollywood.improv.com. That's for this Saturday at 10:30 p.m. The nighttime show with Stephen Kramer-Glickman. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys. You guys are the best.
All right, now let's get some traffic. What's going on, Lisa?